T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
What's up, man?
How are y'all?
It's Coffee. Hi. We're so excited to talk to you. I'm sorry. I'm very excited about it. Can I get a question for you? I was just up north with my family. My husband's cousin bought a gift for her friend who is a major Luke Bryan fan. The gift is a full body pillow of you.
Oh,
she's sleeping with it now. Do you feel comfortable with that? Is that a weird thing to know? Or is that, I mean, I'm imagining there's other Luke Bryan body pillows out there.
Yeah, I've heard of much creepier.
Okay.
is this a Luke Bryan product or is this a bootleg?
It is a bootlegged, stolen off of eBay that I'll never see any, you know, that my body could be
no percentages there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'll never see that money, but as long as it helps create a lovely night's sleep, I will support it all the way. You know.
Well, the jockey box is yours though, which by the way, thank you so much for
that. Thank you.
That's one of the coolest gifts that we've ever gotten.
Oh, well, what's funny is we didn't realize at the time, but we sent out like 150 of those, and a lot of artists got them too. So whenever there's like a big artist gathering, there's like three of the same shirts in there. We're like, you know, it's like, you know, we got to get together and make sure everybody doesn't wear the same shirt on the same day. But I really love Jockey, the company, and been partnered up with them for a couple years now. And to build the Jockey Outdoor brand is really, really a labor of love and really special and really, really awesome.
And that's one of the things I think that every year we do a Redneck gift guide. That's on our Redneck gift guide is a Jockey brand Luke Bryan shirt.
Redneck gift guide. I hear you. That may be, we may be on something.
I actually think that's a good idea if everybody shows up in the same shirt. You ever see those TikTok videos where the wives get the husbands?
All the matching.
All the show up in the same.
Yeah, the matching holiday sweater or something, or on the vacation.
Yeah. I think that's so perfect.
So we're going for 30 number ones with country on. How crazy is that to think about that? You're at 29 going for 30.
Well, it's hard to.
That's a lot of number one songs.
It's really hard to wrap my brain around. I mean, I moved to town. I moved to town really not expecting very good things out of myself, but but you know that was obviously a joke that fell flat.
No, that's interesting. No, I was like, wait, are you serious? Like when you moved to town, you're like, I hope for this, but I might get this.
You might have had a lot of self doubt.
No, but well, I did move to town just really to follow my dreams and to do this career and to look back over my body of work and to have 30, you know, to be on the brink of 30 number ones is really really special to me, hard for me to wrap my head around, and something that I don't take 1 second of this for granted. I've enjoyed every aspect of this career along the way. I enjoyed being in the van. I enjoyed 15 people on a tour bus, you know, the countless, you know, sleepless nights. And I enjoy every aspect about it. And to look back and to have had so much fun and to connect it with so many fans through the years, and the fact that we're on the you know, we're right there at almost 30 number ones. It's just what a certainly a lot of dreams fulfilled and a career fulfilled for me.
And you've been doing so many good things, by the way, like supporting farmers is one thing that I feel that I absolutely love that you do. I know that you have your own farm, and I was wondering, do you have a favorite animal on that farm?
Well, I have my chocolate lab, which he doesn't count as on the farm because he literally sleeps in a bed every night with one of the members of the Bryan family. And then I've got an English cocker that is, but anyway, you know what, I guess, let me see what my favorite animal on the farm is. It's probably the llama Pekka. She's pretty funny because, you know, llamas always look at you like you're the idiot.
But their faces say,
yeah, their faces might... always, yeah, they you always look like the idiot when they're and their teeth and everything about them.
What llamas, is her name?
Llamas are the ones that spit at you, aren't they?
You know what? Her name is Pekka. She was named Pekka. After Pekka Rinne, the goalie. We had a kid, one of our Heart Warrior kids, named her Pekka because his favorite hockey player was Pekka Rinne. So there we go.
Speaking of reminiscing and going back, we were just at Coyote Joe's the other night for a concert, and there's still a big picture on the wall there with your Detroit Red Wings jersey on stage over there.
Oh, yeah, did the anthem there. And listen, you know, through the years I've gotten to really enjoy every city in Detroit. Detroit's always been one of my favorite cities to go to, and obviously we played Ford Field several times there, kind of the Halloween. It was always like a Halloween extravaganza, and then so many memories, and certainly Coyote Joe's, and me and Joe are still – I think I'm going to see Joe this week. I think he's going to come out and catch one of my Vegas shows. So
nice.
So love that town, love that city, and certainly, you know, when you're in the – you know, it's Joe Louis Arena, right? Is that it?
Well, they used closed. It used to be.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
It's no longer. They demolished it, and now they're at Little Caesars Arena. Brand
yeah,
new
I
arena.
Think I was at Joe Louis Arena when I sang the anthem, though. So that what a energy! And there's you know, those Red Wings fans are pretty diehard.
You had a number one with By Dirt as well. Congrats,
right.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, and, yeah, yes.
I'm wondering. We talked to we talked to Jordan about this. Like, he's still looking for this land, still looking for this dirt. And it seems like every artist, once they get to a certain level, they're like, "I need 100 acres." So I'm wondering, how
it's
many
of hunting? You need it for hunting,
but that's a lot of land. How many number one songs does it take to buy 100 acres outside of Nashville? Do you know the answer?
Well, that changes every week around here because land is. Let's just say, how far outside of Nashville?
I think he didn't care as long as it was in Tennessee.
Probably with, I would probably say it's got to be within.
I think you need about four or five 30, number one songs. You probably need five number ones to purchase 100 acres within 30 miles of Nashville.
All right. Good. Perfect. Okay. Good to know. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Okay. And my husband would like to know some hunting tips. Do you have any special hunting tips? Because he's hunting right now. He seems to be doing a lot of, he says it's hunting, not getting, Holly, like, because he has not gotten a deer yet.
It's not easy.
Well, he wants a super big buck, but whatever.
Well, watch the wind, follow the wind. You know, just don't shower for 8 days. Ain't that what you want to smell when he comes home?
Wait a second. I thought he was supposed to shower so that you don't smell it up.
You
so
wash the deer- you wash the human stank off.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he comes on my.
Do you use the buck scent or buck urine?
You know, I don't. What's funny is, you'll like this. I was FaceTiming my 14-year-old, and I was on set at American Idol, and So Katie's listening to me talk to my 14-year-old, and he goes, "Dad, do we have any doe pee around here?" Which is doe urine, but. Watching Katy Perry try to figure out what the hell me and my son were talking about, she was like, "Did your son just ask you, do you have any dope around the house?" I said, "Katy," I said, "he's asking for dopey." And she goes, like urine from an animal. I was like, yeah, it's what we used to bring the big bucks in. So yeah, that I feel sorry for her and Lionel and the country education that they have to get from me.
Yeah,
they've gotten pretty educated over the years, I would assume.
Yeah, they educate me on the ins and outs of crazy California, Beverly Hills world, and I educate them on, you know, hunting and fishing and loving every day.
I love that.
When did you start hunting? Because my husband just took our 5-year-old. He sat in a deer stand for, or like a deer blind for 3 hours.
You gotta go get some M&Ms. You gotta have M&Ms, some bubble gum, some gotta have some games on your phone. 5 years old. So my dad, I mean, I don't even really remember. My dad would just take me along. You know, that's the thing. You know, you got and I did the same thing with my boys. I might have taken them a little too early, but you know, at that point, as a dad, you'll do anything to get in the woods, and if it means trying to, make the wife happy and get them out of the house and give the wives a break. But my dad I was always in a fishing boat with him or dove hunting or deer hunting I don't think there's any age that's too early or too young. It's just how long can their patience level hang in there. So if your 5-year-old went 3.5 hours, I would check your husband's, I think he Benadryl, I think he slipped in Benadryl.
Or he probably had headphones and an iPad, didn't he?
He did have headphones and a Nintendo Switch, so I feel like
that Nintendo Switch, you know, streaming some what is it, Paw Patrol and all that.
Hey, a little Bluey. Is there a sign for Country On? You know, we do Rock On, but what are we doing for Country On?
You know what? I'll have to get back. I mean, that's Rock On.
Yeah.
You know, I guess
there's only so many fingers.
I guess Country On can just be Johnny Cash's double bird or whatever. I don't know.
There you go.
That's so fun.
We're gonna say congrats in advance on the number one on 30.
Well, we hope it happens, and thank you guys for the time here. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks, Luke. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.